हरे कृष्णा। आई थिंक मीटिंग द वेरी फर्स्ट टाइम मेनी ऑफ अस हियर। माय नेम इज द्वारकाधीश दास, माय वाइफ विशाखा प्रिया। सम ऑफ इज आर फेमिलियर टू अस बट सम आर लिटिल न्यू, बट इट डजंट रियली मैटर इन वन सेंस बिकॉज ऑन द डिवोशनल प्लेटफॉर्म वी हैव सो मेनी थिंग्स इन कॉमन। सो moment to see Tilak and Kanti, we just feel, oh, he's a Vaishnava. So, you know, that obviously that comfort is immediately established. They are dealing with people who are nice people with well-meaning intentions, trying to lead a life of Krishna consciousness in the midst of all the strains and struggles of this modern world, which makes Krishna consciousness rather difficult. This is, I believe, a forum where you all come together periodically. I don't know how often is that, but once a month, and you all discuss issues which are purely grihastha related, right? And I think it is very nice that in the Varnashram setup, each and every ashram has got its own uniqueness. The grihasthas have their own sets of issues to resolve, and they have brahmachari meetings regularly, brahmachari training classes. And we grihasthas who are trying to live a life of simplicity and devotion to Krishna certainly have our own challenges also. Challenges may be brought about by the very nature of the ashram itself. Because of our nature, our partner's nature, the world we live in, all this put together create their own unique sort of situations. But in a forum like this, where we are very comfortably situated in a very open and frank environment, where we feel secure enough to voice our concerns and our problems, and we as a group of devotees would certainly want to pray to Krishna to help us to come out with effective solutions which will help us to surmount. That there are problems in each ashram is not surprising. No ashram goes smoothly. The brahmacharis have sufficient amount of problems to go through also. We may think the grihastha is very difficult, but personally I don't feel it is like that. Each ashram has got its own unique flavors of problems. And to one ashram maybe the other one is more difficult. Oh, brahmachari is not kuch nahi unko aisa, so go around. No problems, no anxieties, they just chant Hare Krishna and dance together, eat prasadam, but they have their own share of things which they have to effectively cross over to make progress, and we have our own things also. Sannyasis are not better off than us either. They have their own challenges which they have to fight out by the power of their own Krishna consciousness. So we do not want to go with the idea that brihastha is full of problems. That's not the type of mindset we want to have. It's for everybody. It's universal. Because material life itself means problems. So the topic for discussion today is what? What are we discussing today? Living with differences. Learning to live. Or learning to live. Living with differences will be.
There is no learning in it. You are not learning anything. You just continue.
Okay. So the topic is learning to live with differences. Okay, that's very specific. This is You would like to write? Well, you interact then. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You have to forgive me for one thing, is that I happen to be a medical practitioner and I write. So you know what happens. Hare Krishna. Learning to live with no, with differences. Makes it more exciting. So we are going to discuss under different headings. Okay, now this is not going to be a lecture. I haven't prepared one. So, and I don't think that's what we really need in this also. There's always a forum for lecture, but when it comes to Grihastha issues, since we all are Grihasthas, we and all of us understand what we're talking about. So everyone has something to share, to add to the wisdom. Okay? So we will give a few comments, but we will see that as we proceed with our discussion, we'll be able to evolve some tangible things which will equip us with how to solve this challenges of Grihastha life, one of the major challenges of Grihastha life. So that means what I really am asking for is all of you to feel very free and comfortable to opine, to comment, to speak what is in your heart. Because to admit and speak our weaknesses also is a sign of strength. But however, to conceal them as being not there itself is a sign of weakness. So taking that Siddhanta in mind, that when we come out with our own problems, Krishna detecting that we are sincere in our approach to find solutions equips us with the type of understanding. Mataha smritir jnanam apahanam cha. Krishna gives us intelligence and knowledge by which we can, based on our understanding of Guru Sadhu Shastra, come up with effective Krishna conscious solutions. Okay? So let us first see what are we talking about. There will be a series of what's in our discussion today. What? So I would like one of you or a couple of you to at least first define the problem. What are we talking about today? Is this enough to reach you? Is it another one which was yesterday? You had something, no? Okay, you want to come up and speak? What are we talking about? Is the maximum now here?
Yeah, it is maximum.
So can you tell us what are we talking about? Everyone should know what is the issues involved. What are we talking about?
The issue is that there are two false egos, you know, who are staying together, and they have to stay together for their whole life, which may be, you know, whatever, 40, 50, 60 years. And as this, when you actually start staying together, then the weaknesses of the other person come into prominence. You start understanding a person only when you go very close. Otherwise, you know, from far away, the relationship, that's why generally for marriage. Like all our devotees have experienced that, you know, since the time we are Hari bold, so to speak, you know. Yeah, Hari bold. Since that time till marriage, you don't know the person so much and everything is very sweet. But when you start staying, so many differences come up, and many times it leads to fights, quarrels, misunderstandings. So in spite of all this, how to, you know, go on, not just somehow managing, but in a positive way, that is the issue.
Okay. Is this problem clearly defined? Is this what we are talking about today? Right? That we are living with a person who is different than us. Now, what are the differences? Hare Krishna. Can I speak without this? Can I do without this? Okay. So this is one. What is the issue that we discussed? That the challenge is that we are all living together. When we were one, it was okay. Then we become two. So as you said, there are now two false egos. One false ego itself is a problem. Correct? Because even when you have one false ego, it is still actually two only. Because you and your mind. Correct? It is the spirit soul who has his Krishna conscious desires to do in a particular way. And then we have the devil inside. In the form of our own mind. Don't we all have this dichotomy or duality? Right? Are we always in tune with our mind and intelligence? No. There's always a lot of conflict inside here also. Actually, it is like when you say about the mind, it's like having two people inside. One is your own self and one is our conditioned mind, which is impure, filled with all the anarthas. So that one actually, even before marriage, is actually two. So fine, it doesn't matter. That at least we can understand that. So let's not feel that when you are all alone, it was all bliss. When we are alone also, you had. You had your battles, you had your challenges, right? So that's one thing. What we would like to discuss is, what are the major subjects which are causing differences? You see, there are some issues, right? Can we define that there are some major basic issues involved which are the cause of differences? It's not that anything and everything is causing differences. Is it not? It's not that everything is causing differences. There is so much of... Can you hear? Haribol, can you hear now? Okay. So, can we say what are the basic issues which usually lead to differences? It is not 100% differences, right? Is it only 100? Everything is differences only? Is it this? Obviously not. On most things we agree. So rather I would say this is a part A of the question, but I would like to take part B of the question. What are the things which we agree upon? Let's go positively, no? Because ultimately we are dealing with our mind. And as you know, mind has its own inherent nature to disproportionately blow up things. The mind has a magnifying glass inside. Did you know this? Everybody's mind inside has got a magnifying glass. What does it mean? When you look through your mind, you see everything big. Like when you hold a lens, suddenly you find reading material when you're old, you find all our uncles and grandfathers, they used to have this lens. So then they can read small akshar of newspaper also. So the mind usually has a magnifying glass, and when the differences are dealt with, the mind is able to enlarge them. But first, therefore, we'll take the points which we already agree upon. So what do we all as husband and wife agree? Do we agree upon anything whatsoever? What do we agree upon? I think you can write. If you're going to be able to participate, then you can write also. You want to participate in your comments? Okay. This one, Isha, you need these. Use these two. So first, we will jot down on the points which we agree upon, right? And this list will be very revealing in a few minutes. What do we agree upon? Somebody said here. Yes, Prabhu. Fantastic. Very good. So, we all agree that devotional service to Krishna is the goal of our life. Everyone agrees with this? We have husband, wives here. Everybody is here. The whole, both the sides. Okay. And what else do we agree upon? We agree that we have to abide by the instructions of our spiritual master. True. Yes, that's a very nice point. Abide by guru instructions. Third one is a nice point. What is your name, Prabhu? Ugranarsingha. Very nice. Ugranarsingha Prabhu is saying that to help each other to progress, you said?
Yes.
To help each other to progress on the path of Krishna consciousness. Very nice point. Yes, Mataji. Very nice. Raising Krishna conscious children together. Yeah, so that may not always be that each one feels very strongly, both the partners. Somebody may have a preaching spirit very strong. Sometimes both partners may share that, but it may not always be that everyone is in the preaching type. Is it not? Or always are? Everyone is. Okay. So in Pune, that's very special. Because of the leadership, Radhesham Prabhu is effective preaching modality. Everyone wants to preach, which is nice. I'm appreciating. I'm not saying no. I just wanted to be sure that it is there. And we're not just talking theoretically. That it actually exists, that all the grihasthas, the couples, they want to actually have the fire to preach. Excellent. That's what we want all grihasthas to be. Good. Roji. Now, is this something which we all agree upon? Or it can be a point of... It may be a point...
No, both we have to agree, whatever we have in financial matter or this thing, we have to be accommodative and we have to practice Krishna consciousness by keeping Krishna consciousness as a goal. Whatever we have finance in grasp, the finance is also required. So whatever we have, we have to practice.
So you're saying the element of satisfaction?
Yeah.
So is this what husband and wife usually agree upon, or is something which is a potential source of conflict? Then it is ideal, but we won't put it here because we know that there is some element of disagreement which can be there. So we will be very realistic about what we are talking about. We are not doing just some exercise to please our false ego. We are realistic people. We are dealing with the whole solution in a very realistic way. So it could be that we can put on our ear. Differences could be the financial satisfaction could be a source of differences. Do we agree upon anything else here? Any agreements? Do we all agree that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? If it is there, let's write it down. Because it's not that somebody is worshipping a demigod or a demigoddess. And that is a source of problem. And sometimes you marry a Durga worshipper and then Shaktas and Bhaktas, they can't work together. Shakta is going to Durga's temple and Bhaktas are going to Krishna's temple. It will be a problem. So we believe that, we understand, not only believe, we understand, appreciate and are convinced. Anything else are we convinced about? Do you all accept? Yes, we accept chanting as the way to please Krishna. What is our combined attitude towards Prabhupada and our acharyas? Do we share something common between husband and wife as regards acharyas and Prabhupada also? What? Yes. So they are our saviors. Still, Prabhupada and the acharyas are our saviors and ideals. In the grihastha context, probably we would like to highlight our Paramahamsa Acharya Thakur Bhakti Vinod, right? We will definitely want to take inspiration from his example. So it's very nice. As our ideals, especially Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Anything else which is common? So you, we accept together that we have to have good Vaishnava dealings and relationship with Gaurabhadra and God sisters. Okay. Is it all accepted or is it a point of debate sometimes, conflict? Everyone accepts that? Yes. Having healthy relationship with other Vaishnavas.
Is it a definition of healthy?
How? Okay, so, but actually if you go to that way, there is there in all these things. We have to abide by Guru's instruction, right? But that itself can sometimes there, okay? But and what would we apply that instruction? That would be there, right? But the overall principle we are taking here, there would be details of these things. Each clause will have its details. Anything else do we agree upon? Okay, now again that I will challenge that. My role here is a facilitator. I'm not here to give solutions. My counter comment would be, is it always what the husband and wife want together? Do you have a case sometimes where the husband would like to go and talk or the wife would like to go and talk to the senior member or counselor and their partner may not want to go and talk? Is that a possibility? Right. So we'll keep it here. Disagreement on to take help from the counselor. Anything else do we agree upon? Okay. That could be there. He's saying that husband and wife both agree that we would like to live in such a way that our family members also become Krishna conscious. That may come as preaching. Okay. So we'll put it is already covered. Okay. We have at least 9 solid powerful points here on the things which we all agree. Now, if you examine these things, it may be 9 number, it is not 900 or 9000 or 9 million, it is 9. However, just look at these things. What weightage is there in each of these points? Devotional service to Krishna is a goal of life. How many husband and wife in the world agree on this? How many? In the world. The whole world is consisting of 99.9% Grihasthas. Or Grihamedis, that is a technical thing. But householders, right? Very few are renunciates. How many Grihasthas in the world agree that Krishna is the goal of their life? Point, in mathematical terms, it will be what? One upon n tending to infinity, correct? The ladies may not understand that. It's like this, for the technical people, they can understand this technical. The probability that the number of grihasthas in the world accepting this as a goal of life is 1 upon n. And n tends to infinity. Is it not true? This is not theoretical, this is honestly there. It's practically 0%. When you say this, means it is equal to 0. So if husband and wife are agreeing on this powerful point, that makes it fantastic. You are agreeing upon something which most people would never even dream to agree upon. So it is a very, very powerful point of agreement. That's great, right? So you get automatically A+ on that. If those who agree to abide by the instruction of Guru If you agree to that point, what is the weightage of that particular clause in our life? Think about it in a very genuine way. That husband and wife want to dedicate their life utterly, completely, wholesale to serve the representative of Krishna. Is it not a very powerful point? Yeah, if you get something like that, it's A++. Because the very word guru, guru means what? Guru means heavy. So if we, the fact that we made this decision, it's a very, very heavy decision. It is such a beautiful, worshipable decision. And that is what has made the whole bond. In fact, it is these things, these nine powerful points which were enumerated by common acceptance, which make this bond very, very sacred. Okay? You write these few things. These important words are there. Just write down. This is making the bond very, very sacred. Very sacred. Prabhuji is saying very solid. So we will like to write these words because they have meaning, they have depth, because they symbolize these decisions we make in our life. So you write down that this makes it. Now look at this clause. Help each other to progress on the path of Krishna consciousness. Now how would you rate that particular clause? Automatically we are establishing a sense of what here? Unity and cooperation, right? That you are completely united in the ideology that we would like to make progress on the path of Krishna consciousness by, not individually. You see, individually, you, even if for marriage you wanted to progress, become a pure devotee of Krishna, you want to do the same thing, right? But now you accept that now we have got shared responsibility. I will help you and you will help me. That is the very purpose of marriage. There is no other purpose to marriage than this, actually. It is not so much to beg at children, it is not so much to live an ideal family life, that comes afterwards. But we married in a devotee, or married a non-devotee and hope that she or he would become a devotee. But that purpose was ultimately to help each other to make. Because if you marry a non-devotee girl, your first desire was to make her a devotee. Why? Because that makes automatically the goal of your life secure. That she will not come in the way of my goal. Even though she is a non-devotee today, tomorrow, by my devotion and the prayer of the Vaishnavas, she will become a Vaishnavi or a Vaishnava, as the case may be. And if you married a devotee husband-wife, automatically that is the unspoken rule. That you married only for this purpose, primarily. Correct? But Krishna conscious marriages are never made on the platform of sense gratification. They are made with higher divine purposes. Begetting children. Now that's common to everybody. Even the animals do that. Begetting children is common. But how many would like to raise children in KC? Begetting children, even the earthworm is doing, and even the cockroach is doing. Right? And dog also is doing. Cat is doing. Zebra is doing. But how many would like to raise children in Krishna consciousness? Is it not a very powerful point? Okay. So we can sum up and say, by logic, that all these nine points are very, 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 maybe 100 times very, positive points of agreement. Agreement. If all of us agree on this, we have a heavy side of agreement. Right? Disagreements are there. We are not denying that. We will address that as part two of our discussion. But however, we first want to highlight the positiveness in this beautiful relationship of a Krishna conscious married life. Palla bhari kahan hai? I'll just make a diagram. Okay. The seesaw. Right? So we will now place the relative weightage of the problems.
differences and agreements. Okay? The point is, you tell me, where should I place the fulcrum? Is it exactly difference and agreements are 50-50%? Based on this discussion of 9 points, the fulcrum is first towards the left or towards the right? We'll do that. We'll do that. But looking to this, we may change our decision afterwards. But where, on based on part 1 of our discussion, is the fulcrum here or here? But the palla kaun sa bhari hai? Which palla is bhari? Agreement ka ka disagreement ka? Yeah, we have some disagreements, we may add more here. But this makes this particular palla very, very heavy. Fulcrum moves towards the left. Correct? So you have lot of, make some arrows, this. You have lot of weightage of this is like this. Or rather it is like this. Okay? Now, the exercise is not over. In a very unbiased way, we will see what are the disagreements. So, financial, yeah, you can make the diagram somewhere else, up there somewhere. So now let us talk about part 2. Having accepted, realized and appreciated within the core of our heart that with my dear husband and my dear wife, I share something so unique, something so powerful, something so solid, and something so sacred, which makes this bond so beautiful and practically even worshipable. Because this bond is based on this agreement. Correct? Do we accept this? Or the ladies accept this? The wives accept this? The Prabhus accept this also? Yes. And we have achieved much already by accepting this part of our discussion. So now let us move to the other unhealthy or the side which is the source of some problem. This is the problem area. And we are going to solve the problem. That we have decided. We are going to do that. So please tell me, my dear friends, what are the major issues of disagreement? One is financial issues. But how much to spend on what? How much do we need for the family? Like that. Problems are there, but not all of us are willing to open up the problem and go and take help. Okay? What else is that area of disagreement? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, in-laws? In-laws. In-laws. Universal. That is in-laws. Your in-laws and her in-laws. And the word law comes in law. The word law means conflict, no? Because law means, you know, what happens in law. So that is law, law court. So in-laws, husband's in-laws and wife's in-laws. Yes.
General disagreement is the question, how much is too much, how much is too less?
In what?
In
and bhakti.
Instructions of Guru. How much is too much, how much is less? I mean, now Guru is saying simple living, high thinking. Now this simple living which is there, how much, now somebody can say, you know, we can have a bungalow, after all it is service of Vaishnavas, that is also simple living, if you want to just do it. That means, the general question of how much, how much is too less, with respect to everything, even raising Krishna conscious children. One partner may feel that, you know, we should give Lord, another may feel, no. In short, how much
to agree is a disagreement.
Okay, so that's well said. We will put this fourth point over here. If you were to put it in paraphrasing it says, correct me if I am wrong, it is difference in surrender. Okay, difference of surrender or difference in problems in terms of degree of surrender or way of surrender, maybe also may not even be degree. It may be difference in the way of surrendering. Both want to surrender. There's no problem about that. Both want to surrender, in fact, 100%. right? But the actual manifestation, किस तरह से उसका रूपांतर होना चाहिए व्यक्तिगत जीवन में, that रूपांतर of translating it from a theoretical concept of surrender into the practical realm of application, that may be a source of accepted. I guess this is a very important issue. From what appears, from what we are going about, this is probably this and this are connected, right? Okay. Anything else? Okay. Degree differences are based on to what extent we should compromise the standards. And being a devotee for about 2, 4, 5, 6 years, which all of us at least are, we more or less all know the standards, correct? We know the standards, but we may not again know how to apply those standards in our current situation. Standards are known, pure devotee banne ka hai, offenseless chanting karne ka hai, free from all lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, fault finding, all that is known. But the okay, so degree of compromise on standards. Next one. Have you covered that? No. Disagreements regarding the actual balance of material and spiritual. What is that? Profession, material and spiritual. So that's material and spiritual, more or less. So disagreements regarding balancing our material and spiritual pursuits, right? Yes, Mataji. Okay, I think that's very crucial. Well said, Mataji. That is often a problem, as we understand in many grihasthas. 7 is the availability of time factor, quality time factor. We may have time, and may spend that time in fighting with each other. So that is also time, but it's not quality time. So we are talking about spending with each other quality time. Quality time means, what is quality time? What do you mean of quality time? We use this word very often. Quality time, Prabhu, quality time. What means what? Quality time means time spent on fulfilling these 9 things. As simple as that. Quality time means when this is the focus of the relationship, it is quality time. Is it not true? Correct? This is when time is spent on any of these things, in preaching, in raising children, in Krishna consciousness, in, you know, in following Guru's instructions, or in any element of bhakti, this is all spending quality time together. Okay. Element quality time. Anything else? Cultural, financial, yeah. Social. Okay, so difference is based on cultural and social backgrounds. Have you covered most of them? Are there some glaring ones missed out? Okay, 9th one, mechanic differences based on swabhav. Swabhav, our nature. That's common. Very common. Yes. That's what it means. That's the meaning of this. Differences based on material, for material subjects, spiritual subjects. Okay, specific material issues may be there. It's possible. Specific material issues to visit the in-laws' house or not. For example, E.G. E.G. jana nahi jana chahiye. Husband says, jana chahiye, bahut zaruri hai, you know, after all. So I said, yaar, all maya, they are meat eaters and this and that. Oh, what? So opinions on base specific issues. Expectations, okay. Difference based on expectations. That I think is expectations. Huh? Expectations regarding involvement in household matters, raising Krishna conscious children, like that. Huh? Yes. Anything else? If most are covered, we will stop here. If most, majority of them are covered, unless something major is missing. Ah, that's very important. that's what I put it first. So, that should come first on some really, really petty issues. That means both of them know it is petty, but he's still fighting over it. Okay. Right. I think we'll put an end to this, because I think from everybody's experience as a Grihastha, all of us here, we accept that these are often the issues which cause. Okay. Now, talking about the bond itself, we'll start with particular conclusions now. My first question, try to put these two on different pans of the scale. Okay. Does this in any way threaten the sacred bond between husband and wife? Does these disagreements in any way, do they threaten the sacred bond? It can potentially, right? So we are faced with a situation whereby, even though these are very heavy in themselves, these agreements are very powerful, but they also, by the influence of Maya, what makes this very weighty is the, who's on this side? Maya is on this side. Huh? On this side is Krishna and this side is Maya, right? So this has a very strong weightage also. Is it not true? Can we neglect this thing and say, nahi, nahi, hote rehta hai, wo, sabka hote rehta hai. Can we say like this, brush it aside? No. In ISKCON movement, because of our lack of training in Grihastha life, Brahmacharis also don't get training, but at least after they join the ashram, they may get some training. But we who are trying to live together with Krishna conscious, very, very high standards, based on what we all agree, but because of these differences, we may not be able to put this actually into practice to a large extent. Even though we agree on these points, definitely, but these do not allow us to practice this fully. Correct? Huh? So therefore it is potentially a source of threat. Okay. So now, the next exercise is, what do these differences usually lead to? This is the problem, and then we have the features of the problem. What does it lead to? We'll write this, we have to write it somewhere. You can turn it behind and write down.
You can write on the side.
If you have space, you can write on the side also. So, we have this problem, we have analyzed this. Now, part 3 of our exercise is to see what this actually usually leads to. It leads to those things which we really don't want to happen. Do we all really want this to be a source of trouble, and do we like these things? Do we like this? We don't like this. This is not something which we really relish or cherish. We like our bond to be based on those things, but somehow this is affecting. So now when this is in conflict, that leads to some out, usme out fallout hota hai, fallout, right? So unfortunately, because our consciousness delves on these things very very in a major way, that has a fallout. And even though we don't want these things, these unfavorable results take place. What are they? For example, it disturbs the quality of our chanting. What disturbs the mind? Let's put it foot it first. Disturbs the mind first. Yes. Disturbs the mind. Second, leads to offenses. What else? That is a disturbance of the mind. The mind could get disturbed to various degrees. Become depressed, frustrated, despondency, all various shades of problems could come there. Deviation, it may lead to deviation. The whole atmosphere in the family, what gets disturbed is the entire family atmosphere gets disturbed. Then that's comes in chanting, the entire sadhana is affected. Disrespect leading to offenses. Okay. Advancement slows down.
Lack of trust.
Leads to lack of trust. Bad preaching. Deviation from the goal of life. Of affects material life also. The modes change. Okay, in desperation, in the disruption of consciousness, you take refuge of Krishna. Okay, it may result, there may be some good result to that also. It may... Okay, that may happen. It leads to renunciation. Falgo, forced vairag, forced renunciation. Renunciation, realization, all that in a forced way. Now, these 10 things are there, and they are also are very, very ugly looking things. It may lead to fights, actually. It starts verbal and can turn. It may be verbal, it may become physical. And also it may lead to what else? Break up. So we have a massive task in front of us now. We have agreements, disagreements on which on various things. So now let us think, how do we really go about finding solutions to this? First of all, having differences, is it natural or unnatural? Natural. So we are not going to hate the differences. We don't hate these things because man and woman are by nature different. What are the differences? The gender itself is different. The bodily structure is different. The minds, the psychic nature is also different. The physical strengths are different. It's a man and woman basically are different, right? So differences are not surprising. Though this may apply very, very, very alarming, the fact is differences are the basic trait of nature. No two individuals in this world are similar. So we when we accept this fact prima facie, the differences are universal. Do you find ever a husband and wife having same nature? Have you seen? Will you ever see? Na bhuto na? Okay. Even Radha Krishna are not one. They have different natures. Radha and Krishna have different natures. One is in the mode of supreme enjoyer, other is in the mode of giving enjoyment. So even there's a difference. Correct? So differences in the material world or spiritual world are an established fact. So that means, should we give a lot of importance to differences or no? A difference are going to be there always. Is it possible to have, I'll ask the question in a different way. Have you seen husbands and wives in the congregation, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the congregation in Bombay or anywhere else you'd see in ISKCON world, that husband and wife with differences are having a very nice Krishna conscious life based on those points we discussed that side? Have you seen or not seen? Yes? Have all of you seen examples of successful married life with differences? Everyone has seen? Prabhuji, you have seen? You have seen, all of you have seen. So, can we accept this clause that even though differences will exist, we are not saying, we are not going to take all these topics and discuss it right now because it will take midnight. And we have a Sunday program, so we have to go for that. So we cannot afford to go into all these things, but we not, because the whole purpose of today's meeting is not to go into specifics. But we would like to arrive at some guiding principles which will help us to deal with our problem in a very effective way. So let's write down something somewhere, Vishaka. Turn it around. So what I want you all to appreciate at this point of time is that differences are universal and will remain forever. Okay, that's the first. So now we're talking about again about agreements. They're agreeing to disagree. Right? Likho. We are accepting the fact, husband and wife both, that differences will always continue to exist. And that is not a problem with us because, as we have said, we have seen significant number of grihasthas. Not just one or two stray cases, there kone mein one somebody is there. But we have seen in a large congregation in Pune, and all of you at least have some connection with Bombay, maybe some connection with Kolhapur or Belgaum, where you have seen stable Krishna conscious relationships. You have seen that, right? And they are all based on having different mindsets of husband and wife. I mean, I just think of some example right now. it was a nice presentation by Srinathji Prabhu. In Bombay, and they have spent how many years? 40 years of marriage life. Now that's a lot, is it not? Most of us here about average 4 years? Average 4 years. 2 years. Okay, so 2 years. And probably that is the source of the problem, that it has only been 2 years. What I mean to say is that give it some more time and you will see that it may start off very rough in the beginning, right? But by maturity and understanding of each other's nature, psychic nature, emotional nature, habits, etc., we will be able to more accept each other. We'll come to that in a minute. But I want to give one example of a person. Now, how many of you know Sri Naji Prabhu? He's unmissable, right? You see him, you know him. This is Mr. N.D. Desai, Dr. Desai, chairman of Apar Private Limited. Do you know his wife? Yeah, that's the difference. That he will not know who his wife is many times. But Sri Naji Prabhu is a very flamboyant, exuberant, confident, imposing personality. And he's a first class, A plus great devotee. With implicit faith in Prabhupada and his spiritual master. On the other hand, his wife is Maithili Priya Devidasi. Who is the complete opposite. She always is in the way in the background. Very quiet. Hardly speaks anything. But she shares the same surrender to Guru and Srila Prabhupada. That means they have this in common, this side. Very strong. Both have common goals, common ideals, and that is the strong point. As far as differences, there is everything about them is different. Their nature, their perceptions, their language, their behavior, their dress code. Naji Prabhu will wear very simple dresses. Naji Prabhu being a businessman of a very high industrial, he wears posh suits, blazers like that. So they're very different people. So differences will continue. I'll give you another example. Radha Priya Mataji and Krishna Chandra Prabhu. We can definitely say for sure that differences